Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcasting, or maybe your video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining us today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. Beautiful sunny day here on my portion of Delmarva, which is about 2,200 miles away from our new affiliate, 1550 SLC Sports Radio in Salt Lake City and throughout the Salt Lake Valley. Shout out to program director Dino Costa. We'll be with you 7 days a week on 1550 SLC Sports Radio. A little closer to Salt Lake than I am is Filthy Tom Lawler, who's in Las Vegas, and he's still cleaning up after all you darn kids came to town and messed the place up. He's here today because Brian Alvarez is out, as he told you on yesterday's show. He'll be back tomorrow for Fun Friday. But no matter who is in this chair, there is always something to talk about in the world of professional wrestling. Last night was AEW Dynamite, which I thought was a pretty good pro wrestling show. And more than that, I think if you're an AEW fan, you were probably thrilled with it. A lot of things move forward. You got a big cluster with a lot of stars in it to open up the show. You got your Young Bucks match with them being back. I think it was the first time on TV since October. So the show didn't drag. That was the most important thing to me. And there were some entertaining segments like MJF and the Hurt Business. I'm giving all of the credit to Master P. Shout out to Percy Miller. Tonight is TNA Impact, which leads into Sunday's Big Rebellion show at the 10,000-seat Galen Center. I'm not sure exactly how much they have opened up for this show, but we'll take a look at what they have planned for tonight. We also have the ratings for Tuesday night's NXT show, which is making the CW very, very happy, as well as news on AEW adding another four-hour block of programming live to their schedule. All of that and much more when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All aboard! There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Jim Valley joins you on Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and Andrew Zarian will be with you on Sunday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time through all of the same ways you're listening to me right now, including the official home of NASCAR in Salt Lake. Had to break out, even though, you know, you can't see it on the radio, the throwback Sterling Marlin Sunoco 94 hat. Yes, I did. 1550 AM SLC Sports Radio throughout the Salt Lake Valley. Not just Observer Live, but many of the other shows here on Sports Byline USA. And we thank Dino Costa for letting us be a part of the SLC community. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts on YouTube, thewrestlingnews.com, and at Wrestling News AV on X and Facebook every single day of the year. Everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio. And a new edition is up right now for subscribers with Dave and Brian talking about AEW, Dynamite, NXT, The Rock, all sorts of other things. Filthy, do you need The Rock in your life now at this current stage of WWE with everything they have going on? I don't.
Brother, let me tell you. The Rock, fantastic. Undeniably one of the best pro wrestlers in history. One of the biggest stars that we've actually ever had in this entire country, in the history of this nation. He's up there with George Washington, Johnny Appleseed, Gary Albright. But listen, I had enough of The Rock once I heard him on Tech N9ne's Face Off. He does a verse at the end of the song, and then he goes, "Ah, one take." And I'm like, listen, Dwayne, you sat down and you rapped that verse in one take. You didn't even do a second take because you're like, I can make this one sound better. It was one take. I don't know. A little too much Terramana for my liking. But if there was ever a time to have The Rock, WrestleMania would have been the time to do it, right?
I thought he was going to be there. Yeah. Apparently everybody was, and people called him out for it. One person was Dave LaGreca on Busted Open Radio, who had a big old rant about it on Monday on his show, about him not being involved, Dwayne, that is, in the John Cena-Cody Rhodes main event. And apparently, Rock heard that, or was, you know, given that information, and on the Instagram, on his Instagram, he said to Dave LaGreca, the business is a complete work, always has, always will be, every aspect of it, every match, every interview. He then invited LaGreca to join himself, Cody Rhodes, John Cena, and Brian Gerwitz, and the rest of us for their creative discussions so he can expand his perspective. But until then, stop ranting. It's not healthy, my friend. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the ride that The Rock has taken you on, or maybe not taken you on. He was on Pat McAfee's show on Monday, saying that it was his call not to be involved in the Cena Rhodes finish or the post-elimination chamber build, as he wanted the spotlight on Cena and Rhodes. He said he liked how things were done, but he would have adjusted and finessed some things, which, of course, people took as a shot towards Paul Levesque. And last night on Observer Radio, Dave and Brian talked about this story, and Brian, very exasperatedly, if that's a word,
he pontificated.
He did, and he mirrored many of my thoughts, some of which we talked about on yesterday's show when it came to The Rock and people thinking that he was going to be involved in all of this and Travis Scott would not be the boss we had to deal with. We thought we were getting the final boss. Now, I can understand not ranting about this. I mean, honestly, it is pro wrestling. It's really not that important, but a lot of people wanted The Rock to be there. A lot of people thought he was going to be there, and he's the guy that inserted himself. So, I mean, what's he upset about? What could he be upset about?
I don't know. Are you fiending for some more Travis Scott?
No.
I'd rather have The Rock out there than Travis Scott, I'll tell you that much.
But and the thing with me is I just, and this is nothing against The Rock character, it's nothing against Dwayne Johnson the person, it's just that they have so many people right now. And we talked about the glut of people on Mania, that they had so many three-person, you know, triple threats and this and that. And there were still people left off the card where it's like, we didn't really need The Rock to be inserted into anything. We don't need him. We didn't need him at NXT showing up. I'm not saying he was drunk, but feeling really good, just taking over NXT and cutting a promo to the crowd that went nowhere, and most of it was bleeped anyway. Granted, it got a great rating and all that sort of stuff, but it's like, okay, Rock's here. Like, I don't know if I need that when they have so many other things going on. The specter of The Rock just poking his head in because, well, he can, because he's on the board.
I mean, based on what I've heard on audio clips, perhaps The Rock should have made an appearance at the roast of WrestleMania. Perhaps they could have used him over there if you smell what The Rock's cooking. I mean,
I didn't dip my toe into that pool. I didn't want to, just because I didn't. I saw a little of the discourse about the fact that it got out there, and it was like, no good is going to come from this.
It'd be like dipping your toe into the water in Flint, Michigan.
Let's see.
Or maybe in the Ganges River.
I don't think that that Dean Martin, it was probably, if anything, he was rolling over in his grave. Charlotte Flair, I guess, came out and said, I was wondering why this was a headline on the front page of the site. This was good clickbait for me. It just said, Charlotte Flair, IDK, I'll just wrestle. Or, I'm paraphrasing there. So I'm like, what the hell is this? So I click it open, and apparently Nia Jax and I guess other people, cracks about Flair's multiple plastic surgeries, cracks about her relationship. And it's like, so one thing about Rhodes is that I thought was like, it's usually like lighten up the person that's there. They kind of signed up to be a part of the deal or is in the crowd, where it's like, you go to, like, I'm sure you've been to stand-up comedy shows, Tom. Like, if you sit in the front, you're a target. You're probably going to get called out by somebody. So it's like, you kind of accept that, you know, going to a roast. But I don't know, anything that you heard on that is, you know, worth noting, or anything that you, what you thought from the little bit that you heard?
Honestly, the most offensive thing to me was the lack of humor in the jokes. They had time to prepare, and these are the jokes that they came up with. A lot of them just weren't even offensive. They were just not funny. You know what I mean? I've watched plenty of roasts. I would say a connoisseur.
You're a master roast master. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm not the roast master general. No. However, it appears to me that, like, no wrestling fans ever watched, I don't know, Anthony Jeselnik do stand-up because a lot of people are severely offended by the content. And like I said, almost anything goes in roast. But in this one, apparently everything went except for humor.
The Friars Club roast.
Why am I...
Apparently somebody really is upset
calling me
with
out.
Take on roast. Yeah, really. Was that Hinchcliffe on the phone? Is he Vegas based? But that's true. And that's one thing people, when, you know, oh my God, I can't believe this was said at a roast. Like, that's the reason that the Friars Club roasts, yes, they were public ones, but they were by comedians for comedians behind closed doors. And they weren't made out to the public. Now, when it comes to some of the public roasts back in the day, it seemed to be that, yes, like Don Rickles would light you up. He'd say all sorts of offensive and mean things, but it wasn't. And some things were mean, but they weren't mean-spirited. And over time, Jeffrey Ross, I think, is amazing at the balance he is able to pull off. But even some of those roasts that were big on Comedy Central, that kind of, to me, started some of that decline of, like, if you just say the meanest thing possible that gets the biggest pop or the biggest shock, like, you know, that replaces the humor. And it's like, I don't know, Jeffrey Ross with the one-liner of, like, you know.
You sound like an old worker telling guys to slow down.
I guess so, but
do,
like,
less.
To me, there's got to have some comedy. You know, like, when Jeffrey Ross told whoever it was
at
that roast,
I
wouldn't
do this
song. With B. Arthur's, it would have been great.
Go to break. No.
Wrestling Observer Live. Desecration, defamation. If you want to bring it to the masses, face to face, now we escalating. When I have to put loose that this mean on you. Like a dream, when I'm rumbling, you're going to scream, mama. So bring drama to the King Brahma. Fight it to an extreme mana.
Thank you, Brother Tech Nine. Thank you, Terramana. One take.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Thank you, Brother Tech Nine. Thank you, Terramana. One take. That's a wrap.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawlor, Wrestling Observer Live. What do you think, folks? One take? Think you took The Rock only one take for that? Tom?
I wish I had a Tech Nine here. Blow my own face off. I can't handle listening to that song again. I don't believe him. I'm sorry.
Poor Rock. See, now The Rock is. Who called earlier, by the way? Was that The Rock? Was he in Vegas? Is Nick Khan still in Vegas calling you out?
I think they've already done their damage. TKO took me out a long time ago.
The 4-hour block. Oh, by the way, any word from Royce, did he enjoy his little shot on NXT?
NXT?
Yeah, they played.
Oh, yeah, I guess he did have a little debut video there. I don't know. I haven't heard from him since I got him out of here. But I know he took a flight, and then I looked on the news, and I saw that there was a flight that not too long ago, like the bathrooms failed midair. They had to ground the flight. So I'm not sure if that's related or not. I don't know if he was flying Air India or what the deal was. But no word from him. Thank God.
Well, about 686,000 people, possibly, maybe, on average, had a chance to see him on NXT. That's up 3.5% from the previous week. Best audience for the show since March 25th. I don't think any surprise there coming out of Stand and Deliver in WrestleMania. In the 18 to 49-year-old demo, NXT drew a 1.7 rating. That's up 21.4% from last week and ties the highest rating for the show in that category since the February 25th episode. NXT finished 7th amongst the 12th shows on English language broadcast networks for the night. I love how they don't add Univision or Galavision just because it's just going to beat down everything even more. But NXT did beat everything on Fox and most shows on NBC.
On those stations? Like, what's on Univision and Galavision at those times? The weather woman drawing all the ratings?
Let's do it. That's in the morning. That's why you got to watch Desperita America or whatever it is, or you know, whatever Hoy or whatever the hell the name of the shows are. I think it's like Novellas, and it's
the guy in the bee suit.
No, I think he's Chespirito. He's RIP. I think he's long gone now. They've moved on from that. I think they were doing, wasn't El Chapo? They had a huge El Chapo thing that was a big deal or something like that. Huge ratings, but I don't know. The one thing I know is that no matter what NXT draws, even if it starts to drop from where it is, and it is below where it was on USA when it comes to the demo, but that's just because older people watch network TV, especially people, you know, on CW. It's just naturally going to be that way, but they are like over the moon about NXT ratings and NASCAR ratings and most of the football that they had. So their formula of what they wanted to do and what they wanted to build around, again, it's been a long time now. There's nothing that can be done about it, but I still, Tony Khan's loyalty to WBD as opposed to trying to put that show on the CW, I think was a big mistake, because for what CW is doing, ESPN, I think, is handling the production when it comes to a lot of the football and basketball that's shown, but they've done a lot of investing into pushing NASCAR, and they've obviously tied themselves in big time to WWE and tied the two things together. So I think they actually missed out on a really big opportunity.
Yeah. And how great, you know, does it sound to the consumer when there's all these options out there that are pushing you to pay more and more and more each month. And then you have an option like the CW where now you can watch wrestling and lo and behold, it's free. And you know what? I'm not somebody that can catch it live all the time, but if you wait what a day, I believe. You can watch it the next day as well on their app. So I think that's a huge help. And, you know, I'm a fan of it being on network TV. I think it's a great, even if they don't get the same numbers as you mentioned that they did on USA, you could look at it as kind of like a loss leader, you know, and I think it's in a better place now than it was before.
Yeah, and look, ROH is going to be on Honor Club tonight with a new episode. And, you know, that show is, you know, unfortunately for it and for fans of it, just kind of floating out there in the ether with so much other stuff going on. Not the least of which is a WWE pumped up version of TNA, which, again, that's on Access and TNA Plus. So in some ways, it's just as invisible to a lot of people as Honor Club. But there is more that's being kind of cranked into it and trying to push more interest into it because of WWE. And we' 'll get to that in a minute. But 4-hour blocks from AEW are becoming a thing now. They're going to start early. Yeah, what's up?
Sorry, because I don't know if we'll get to it again, but I believe they also said that they're going to be putting Dean, Tilda Bang 2 and 3 on the Honor Club as well.
Nothing wrong with that. And if there's going to be a reason to buy that for a month, and I'm not, again, throwing shade at ROH there, but yeah, why would you not want to pay for Filthy Tom Lawler? And it's just, to me, a nice gesture, as I talked about on yesterday's show. Nobody has got a bad word to say about Dean. He created a lot of wrestling fans. Tom, I know I was not a DVD-VR guy. I was just not a message board guy. I came up in a different era. I used the internet differently than most people, which was not at all, really, before I got into doing this sort of stuff. So, you know, that was really beyond me, and it just didn't interest me. But a lot of people really were big and living in those things. I know you were a fan at that time.
Wait, what? You weren't on message boards?
Not really, no. I wasn't.
Were you, like writing for Presu Power Hour?
Yeah, but I didn't do any. And they had a very rudimentary board. I was writing for the Pro Wrestling Torch back then. They had a pretty rudimentary message board, but it's not like I lived my life in them. And it's not. And those boards were not anywhere near what like DVD VR was, that had all of these compilations that people would make and all this heavy debate and some good, some bad. You know, that's the one thing about Dave. The influence of newsletters came out through message boards, and you see a lot of that for good and for bad in podcasts and media and everything that we're seeing right now when it comes to wrestling.
You know, it's wild. It's the same thing, but like mixed martial arts would probably be dead if it weren't for message boards in the late 90s and early 2000s. That is honestly what kept the fandom alive for mixed martial arts in the United States when the UFC was off pay-per-view, when they were still really the only show in town and the sport was severely underground. I mentioned that because it was the MMA Underground Forum, which was the biggest of them. And that had all the latest news, all the rumors, play-by-play, anything that you wanted to find out about mixed martial arts, you had to find out on message boards. And I remember being on the Death Valley Driver video review message board. I wasn't, I'm not like a Tony Khan level poster on there, but I would go on.
Thank
there.
God. And
there's so much you could learn about wrestling from reading the message boards, but also just a lot of funny stuff on there.
And much like the roast, you know, some of that funny stuff was actually funny, and some of it was just snarky and mean. Damn kids. But, Dean, nobody says anything negative as I try to transition that. Nobody says anything negative about Dean. Again, his influence is really important. And you being on those shows, since you were announced for that, we haven't had you on since then. You know, is this so you're going to be on both of the shows coming up here, or just how is this working?
Well, I don't know. I saw my name announced for Dean 2 on some press release, so I figure I'm on it since I was on the first one. I think I got grandfathered in. So, hey, we'll find out Memorial Day weekend in Arizona. It's just up the road. So I'll tell you more when I know more. But
I was going to say, like, this is a weird reverse Dennis Stamp thing where it's like, I'm booked. Like, you just show up, and it's like, I can't believe it. I'm booked.
Well, who's going to stop me? Who's going to stop me, Mike? Because also Saturday, if I get my plug in right now, Saturday at AIW Wrestling in Cleveland, yours truly is going to be fighting Haku.
What?
You heard me. Filthy Tom Lawler taking on Haku this Saturday night. AIW Wrestling.
What did you... Like, or do you have a terminal illness? Like, do you want to commit suicide?
Hey, I'm trying to get in the bloodline. I figure this is my best shot.
You won't be in a bloodline if you go out of sorts with him. That's for sure. And by the way, so it's Haku. It's not Meng. Can he turn into Meng at any point during the match? Can he turn into Prince Tonga at some point? King Haku?
He could do whatever he wants. He could go back to the sumo world and throw on his whatever it is.
There's a guy out there, Crispy Lettuce, who's got a Patreon, got a YouTube site as well. And the only reason I bring this up is he has posted up a lot of World Wrestling Council out of Puerto Rico from the early 80s. And it's something to see Meng with, like, the perfect afro, like the most perfect natural you've ever seen in your life, perfectly round, out there, like, throwing the karate kicks and doing his whole thing. I mean...
That's what he looked like when he came back to WWE. In, like, the late 2000s, where we had the big afro. Looks sick. I don't know if he's going to show up with the big afro on Saturday, but maybe he's been to Turkey.
And absolutely. By the way, when you are in there and you lock up with him, can you do me a big favor? And can you ask him, like, what's up with Hikuleo in WWE? Is he still alive or what?
Yeah, I'll do that right after I bite his nose.
It doesn't matter. Wrestling Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription. And will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. As I was saying before we got off on a tangent there in that last segment, four-hour blocks of AEW starting earlier than June. On Wednesday's Dynamite, that would have been last night's Dynamite, Excalibur revealed that on Wednesday, May 14th, they will have a four-hour live edition of Beach Break encompassing both Dynamite and Collision. Tom, do you want to guess where that show is emanating from?
Michigan.
Very close. How about a place where there's technically a beach, a very small line of a beach on Lake Michigan? Chicago, Illinois. Why? I don't know why. And I remember I was born in Chicago. I moved when I was five. So there's like very few things. I remember the Arlington Heights racetrack, McDonald's University. When you used to drive to O'Hare Airport, there was a McDonald's University where they, I guess, train their managers or whatever it is. But like when I flew out there for his wedding and I was heavily sedated still from the flight because I need to be heavily sedated to be on flights. We were driving around, and he took me. He's like, let's go to the beach. And
Who's he?
Keith Lipinski. I'm sorry, Dr. Keith. And I went out there for his wedding in 2005, I believe it was, whenever it was. And we're driving around, and he drives up to by the beach in Chicago, which was just like, damn. You know, and somebody who lives at the beach, you sometimes take it for granted until you go back to the Midwest where there is no beach, there is no seafood, there are no, you know, incredibly tan women and skimpy bikinis walking around, or at least as many as we get down here. But anyway, Beach Break is going to be in Chicago. So there you go. That's the third four-hour live special announced by AEW this month. On June 4th, we are going to have a four-hour Fighter Fest from Denver. And on June 11th, a four-hour summer blockbuster takes place in Portland, Oregon. So there you go.
This is Beach Break from Chicago. We had Spring Breakthrough from Boston, I believe. Hey, maybe we can get Independence Day on July 4th from, I don't know, Bolivia,
Toronto.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. But Master P, I do know this, was on last night's AEW show. They sent out a press release about it, and Rowdy. I'm assuming, because he didn't do it last night, he was on the tapings for Collision, which I did not look at the spoilers for that, but I know they advertised him for that. They have a show, and I say they, I mean Master P's promotion, House of Glory, has got a show coming up this weekend, so I wonder if they're going to hype that up. It's called Isolation, takes place at the NYC Arena in Manhattan on Friday. It's going to stream on Triller TV. Mike Santana defending the House of Glory heavyweight title against Konosuke Takeshita. So maybe, I guess we're going to get some Don Callis interaction. I would love to see Master P beat up Don Callis. That would actually make me very happy. Trevor Lee against Charles Mason. I actually like that. Trevor Lee has stayed on the independent scene ever since departing NXT and WWE. And, you know, he doesn't wrestle much, but he does wrestle some interesting matches. And I do like Charles Mason. So that's what they got coming up this weekend. Dynamite was last night from New Orleans. I can't even remember if it was the Smoothie King Center, UNO Arena. I can't even remember where it was. Do you remember, Tom? Lakefront Arena?
No. The old Abita Turbo Dog Arena.
I like Abita Turbo Dog. And by the way, Abita, the brewing company, some of the best root beer I ever had was from Abita. Stuff is good.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, it's like Cafe Du Monde coffee. Anyway, Master P opened up the show last night. Out came the ops. They were all celebrating the new AEW Trios champions. When out came the Death Riders, their music hit. They jumped the baby faces, start beating them down. Mox then went face to face with Master P, who people forget tried out for the NBA and played in the G League at least or something like that. But big dude, that distraction allowed Samoa Joe to sneak up behind Moxley, choked him out again. The best part of this whole thing is as Joe had him locked up, P just around, threw a punch to his gut, just jumping out. Perfect. I thought played it perfectly. The Bucks and Okada ended up coming out. They hit Samoa Joe with a chair. Moxley was going to go after them. Marina got him away. Swerve's music hit. He came out of the crowd, beat down everybody. Young Bucks and Okada bailed from the ring. Out comes Kenny Omega with a chair from the entrance ramp. So the Bucks and Okada had to escape through the crowd. Joe then did a promo challenging Moxley for the AEW title and says he's going to take back what is rightfully his. They did focus on Swerve and Omega's faces after he said that line. So, as Brian said, we're finally getting some segments with some big stars in them. And my first thought was, that felt very Stadium Stampede-y. I don't think they're going to be doing that. Blood and Guts or Anarchy in the Arena is probably a better bet coming up. But what did you think about the segment? Where do you think they're going?
Master P. Now, granted, he has experience, but he outshined Travis Scott in this segment. Master P out there trying to make John Moxley say, with those punches to the gut. I'm all for more of Master P. You know what I mean? In doses like this, he didn't overstay his welcome. He's a big guy, so it's credible to a certain extent. And, I mean, hell, if we could get the No Limit Soldiers back in action as a faction, how great would that be, huh?
Where do you come down on Rap Snacks?
Not my favorite, to be fair.
Okay. I think Master P actually owns that, too. Mr. P's done a lot, actually. He's done a ridiculous amount. Ricochet and Mark Briscoe, we can just gloss over the Christian-Nick Wayne thing. They're still got some drama going on there. Christian intimated that he may have had some relations with Mama Wayne to celebrate Nick's victory. That moved us into Ricochet and Mark Briscoe. Best match of the night for me, because I love Mark Briscoe, and I love watching him wrestle, and they had a really fun, great match, which was wild and all over the place, but it was still two guys trying to get pins on each other, especially Mark Briscoe. They did a great job, I thought, with everything. Ricochet tried to cradle using the ropes, but Mark reversed it and pinned him clean. The crowd went absolutely nuts, and it was awesome to actually see that happen. Mark Briscoe getting a victory again. Sometimes you got to have a little steam valve that, you know, you got to have an escape for it and blow off steam. Every once in a while, Mark Briscoe winning would be a great thing. Love to see him in a title picture. Probably won't happen. But again, you give him some credibility. You give him some shots to win. Look, he could lose all the time. I think people would still love him and want to see him. But you give him a couple victories once in a while, especially over a guy like Ricochet. I thought everything worked itself out perfectly. What'd you think?
This match ruled. The AEW sickos out there had a lot to goon over with this card. I mean, I thought everything delivered, and really this, like, I have a hard time saying what was the most enjoyable thing on the show, because this match was fantastic. You get a great feel good ending anytime Mark Briscoe wins. It just makes you feel good inside. This guy is so awesome, so good at his job, so underrated. That match is fantastic. I'm sure you're going to get to the tag match. That was off the charts great. And the follow-up tag match and the main event. Everything on the show I thought delivered. Great edition of Dynamite.
Shout out to the Laurel Junction Flea Market, which got called out last night, and I don't even think the announcers knew it. Tony Schiavone's an announcer. He got called out by FTR, who then called out the Rock and Roll Express to the ring. They've got a new manager, Stokely Hathaway. Long story short, it ended with the Rock and Roll Express getting knocked around and Ricky Morton getting stuff pile driven, and that was that. Unfortunately, they didn't follow up with anything. It was one of those things, but FTR with Stokely Hathaway, look, I think it's a fine twist. They needed to do something with FTR that's believable. Them just being whiny kind of D-bags with Stokely Hathaway is, you know, heating things up for him. I like it.
Yeah, and, you know, they didn't say Stokely was their manager. They said Stokely's their agent.
Agent.
Right? Yes. So basically, it sets up the dynamic of he is doing their bidding. You know what I mean? He's not the one pulling the strings over FTR. They are the ones with the power, and he is working for them, which I thought is a great little twist. And you know, it honestly adds a lot to that heel act, I think. Didn't see it coming.
No, that absolutely not. You did not see that one coming at all. Tag teams, I love the Briscoes. I love the Midnight Express. A lot of tag teams that I've loved for a lot of people. The Young Bucks are their favorite tag team of all time, and they think they're the greatest tag team in the world like Brian Alvarez does. And boy, was he over the moon about this match. If you're a Young Bucks fan, this was everything you could have wanted and then some. This could have been in PWG. Speedball Mike Bailey and Kevin Knight, the perfect yeah. opponents for them to come back and have a match with their first since October. I mean, there's no point in going through the moves or any of that sort of stuff, but, I mean, just a hell of a return for them for sure.
Yeah, the Young Bucks, everybody knows how creative they are. I could tell you, I haven't been in there with Kevin Knight a bunch, but I have been in there with Speedball quite a few times. And that guy is one of the most creative, dynamic professional wrestlers on the planet. And this is a match, like, they did a lot in this match. And sometimes, you know, you do too much and it kind of misses the mark and hits its peak early. But that never happened with this match. This match I thought was fantastic from beginning to end. And like I said, I don't know if I enjoyed this match or the Briscoe Ricochet match more.
I love the Hurt Syndicate and MJF and how they've been playing everything up, and Bobby Lashley, you know, being a half bully, half annoyed when it comes to MJF, taking his car last night after he got two thumbs up from MVP and Shelton Benjamin. That ended up leading into a confrontation a little bit later on between MJF and Hangman. That was a little piece of you know, that they dropped in there that I liked as well, too, with them fighting over the Owen, but best thing they got going on right now, I think, are those interactions with the Hurt Business and MJF, at least the most entertaining thing on the show to me.
It was good stuff.
Will Ospreay and Brody King, Takeshita and Josh Alexander. Again, somewhat like the first segment, that there was a big beatdown at the end with Trent Beretta and Rocky Romero coming to beat down Hangman Page. But the Don Callis war against Will Ospreay continues. Have you tired of this at all? Are you fine with the interactions that seem to take place with Don Callis being kind of now got a whole, you know, legion of doom here to kind of go after Will Ospreay?
Yeah, I think the addition of like four or five guys all at once kind of freshens it up a little bit. And, you know, having kind of a revolving door of guys with Will Ospreay to fight them off is good. Brody King here. Brody King
so
is great.
So good. Yeah.
He is awesome. Fantastic. So it was kind of cool to see him teaming up with Ospreay. Kind of an odd duo, but the more Brody King on television, the better. And yeah, I think you could keep Ospreay fighting against Don Callis' family for at least a few more months until you get him up there in the world title picture. Because it seems like he's kind of shut out of that for right now.
I cannot wait until Buddy Matthews gets back, because Buddy and Brody is a team. I know, look, as a singles, Buddy could be outstanding. You push Brody, right? He could be, you know, a beast too, you know, holding the title. But them together as a team, I know we saw it once with the Hurt Business, but you do a program with them, I think it would be great. Chris Statlander, Jamie Hayter. Hayter gets the victory, goes on to face Mercedes Moné in the finals of the Owen Hart's Women's Cup Tournament. Get Tom's thoughts on that when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
We all
all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you, who is just feeling this Ice Train music right now.
The fire and ice of the Empire.
Am I Scott Norton then? That means you're Ice Train? You're MI Smooth?
I'd love to see you in one of those Kangol hats with the black glasses on like Scott Norton.
I got a Kangol. Anyway, that's taking time away from the fact that John LaRocca and Garrett Gonzalez are going to have a live edition for free up tonight on F4W's YouTube channel, 9:30 p.m. Pacific time, 12:30 a.m. Eastern time, a live fight game podcast. It's also going to be available on Apple and Spotify probably sometime after that. It takes a while to put things up on Apple. I don't know why. Spotify is really easy that way. But if you haven't heard the show before, you're not a subscriber to the site, you want to check it out. Again, 9:30 tonight, Pacific time. John LaRocca, Garrett Gonzalez, Fight Game Podcast live. So check that out. Tom, I got to ask you, have you ever shared a card with Queen Aminata before?
Yeah, I believe so.
Is she, like, really that pretty? Because she, like, is... there's a lot of pretty people in wrestling, obviously. And more better-looking people than ever, more fit people than ever in this business. Fantastic. But I'm watching the show last night, interacting with Toni Storm, and it's like, you know, she's just really pretty.
Let's take it home.
Well, I'm going to go get something to drink because I'm obviously thirsty. And I'd like to thank Filthy Tom Lawler for once again stepping in here for Brian Alvarez, who will be back with you tomorrow for Fun Friday. I probably won't be, but Brian will be here. All your calls and more. I want to thank producer John. I want to thank producer Dom, especially for the music breaks today. And for all of you out there for watching and listening, we shall talk to you again after a while.